roots. And yet here she was, skipping an early bird Econ 302 study session, kicking stones in a deserted Applebee's parking lot far from campus, caught up by a strong flood of the sublime that no A on a term paper could ever come close to delivering. She reached into her bag and pulled out the new lip gloss she'd splurged on, then applied it with care. She glanced at the silver watch that her grandmother had given her for her high school graduation. It was a family heirloom, and it made her think of her gran, who had worn it for as long as Naomi could remember before giving it to her only granddaughter. Sweet gran. She'd always encouraged Naomi to shoot for the stars, somehow making her believe that almost anything was possible. Naomi sighed. Only 5 minutes until their agreed-upon rendezvous time, and the anticipation was almost too much. He was so considerate of her, even in choosing their meeting spot. Initially, he'd offered to pick her up outside her dorm, but then he must have realized that she might feel self-conscious about being seen with someone older, so he'd suggested the Applebee's parking lot. She'd ridden the local bus from campus, an easy trip. And he was right. She hadn't wanted to draw the attention of classmates or anybody else who may not approve of a female student dating someone older. And besides, they were only going out for a walk in the park, taking in some fresh air among the redbud trees and dogwood that were blossoming all over southern Indiana this month. Applebee's was on the way to the park. It all made perfect sense. Naomi checked her watch again and took a deep breath. At the approaching crackle of tires over gravel, she whirled around. He pulled the car's front bumper straight up to her shins, as he said he would, 8 a.m. sharp. She hurried to the driver's side, the tinted window lowered. "Naomi, my dear." He greeted her with a smile and slight nod of his head. "I've a thermos full of coffee and 2 mugs. Hop in." His smile widened in the first rays of sunlight over the treetops. "The view from the bluffs should be terrific." She beamed at him, then quickly circled to the passenger side of the black compact car and climbed aboard. "It's so good to see you." She wanted to say his first name, but wasn't sure how she should address him in her excitement. He nodded. "Call me Trip. It's an old nickname." As if anticipating her next question, he shook his head and said with self-deprecating humor, "Odd name, though it may seem. Please don't ask where it comes from. Suffice it to say, I was a very young lad at the time. A boy, really. And somehow it just stuck." He tossed up his hand self-mockingly. "That's fine with me. This is so exciting. I really think it's cool we're getting out early like this." Her outburst of excitement made her suddenly self-conscious. In a more controlled tone, she added, "I mean, we're both nature lovers. How cool is that, Trip?" For the occasion, she'd selected her hand-woven scarf of blue and green raw silk, very chic, and something she thought his educated eye would take greater pleasure in than the thick-stitched and ubiquitous muffler in red and white panels, the school colors of CSU, worn by so many of the undergraduate women who dated jocks on campus. "The gear's all loaded and back." Trip nodded over his right shoulder as he pulled out of the parking lot. Naomi crooked her neck. A black nylon knapsack made with durable stitching rested on the back seat. A handsome coil of blue and gold braided rope was affixed across the top outer flap by a thick purple bungee cord. Beneath the rope, a cluster of metal pieces of different sizes hung on a metal rack attached to the pack. She giggled. Uncharacteristically. "Kind of overkill for a walk in the park, isn't it?"
"It's my little surprise."
He smiled.
"You'll see."
The smell of honeysuckle wafted in through the air vent, and with it, another zany shot of excitement shivered her shoulders. No one would believe her. No one would believe that bookworm Naomi Winchester was out on a date with such a handsome and brilliant man. She tried not to stare at him, gazing instead out the window. Southern Indiana forests were dimpled and pocked with steep-sided ravines and high bluffs. The road rolled like a rumpled ribbon, up, over,